And with that, welcome to the Kind of Sort of Sports Podcast. I am your host, John Browner. It is Thursday, November the 13th. Almost Friday the 13th, but we have missed it by one day. Now, what you just heard was is going to be the topic of today's podcast. That is what they call a member of Rich Gang. Now, I don't know what the hell that guy's name is, but he's famous now. And he's famous for all the wrong reasons. That man is a rapper. He brought you hits like If It Ain't About the Money with T.I. And he also brought you a little something that sounds like this. Now, like you, I've heard these songs in a club. And like you, I have no idea what the hell that even means. Now, I try to be careful when it comes to music. So, I'm going to talk about that in today's podcast. Today's podcast is not me trying to find out what the hell that man is saying, but how the hell did that become acceptable as music? That's what's on today's podcast. But first, you know I need to take care of my business. Like the page on Facebook. So go to Facebook, kindofsortofsportspodcast.com or kindofsortofsportspodcast. Like the Facebook page. You can find these other podcasts that I do there. You can also go to iTunes and type in John Browner's Podcast, which is me. And you can also find this podcast, or you can always email me at kindofsortofsportspodcast@gmail.com. So there are a ton of ways to speak to me, to hear from me, and they all have to do with kindofsortofsportspodcast.com. Now, or Google, or whatever. So, when we... Let me rewind. When Bone Thugs and Harmony first came out, I'm going to date myself, but I'm not that old. I'm 33, so shut up. When Bone Thugs and Harmony first came out, people's biggest gripe with Bone Thugs and Harmony and Twista at this time was that no one could understand what they were saying because they were rapping too fast. When Busta Rhymes, did Look At Me Now with Chris Brown. Oh, let me play that for you.
Breezy, let me show you how to keep the dice rolling when you're doing that thing over there, homie. Let's go. Cause I'm feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away. Better know that I don't and I won't ever stop. Cause you know I gotta win every day, day. Go. She didn't really wanna pop me. Blow. Just know that you will never flop me. And I know that I could be a little cocky. No. You ain't never gonna stop me. Every time I come a nigga gotta set it, then I gotta go and then I gotta get it, then I gotta blow and then I gotta shut it. Any little thing a nigga think that he be doing, cause it doesn't matter, cause I'm gonna dead it, then I'm gonna murder everything and anything about a boom, about a bing. I gotta do a lot of things to make it clear to a couple niggas that I always win, and then I gotta get it again and again and again.
Now, when somebody's rapping like that so fast you can barely understand what they're saying, you have to play that back and go, damn, what did he say? Because that's art. That is the definition of what rap is supposed to be. Words mixed lyrically in an entertaining fashion. Now, I don't know about you, but can you please tell me what the hell is entertaining about this? What's entertaining about that? That's a mystery because you don't even know what he's saying. You can barely make out that those are even English words. If someone told you that was a African language from a village where they don't even know what a cell phone is, you would believe that. Because that's what that sounds like. And to take music to new heights, and by new heights, I mean new lows, there's also this. What? Those aren't even lyrics. Those aren't even words. What? When did that start passing for music? That song is on, I think it's like in the top 10 Billboard 100, whatever the hell that means to you. What? When did that start passing as music? At what point? Because that song, it's T.I.'s song, technically. And it's on T.I.'s new album, which is actually pretty good. So when T.I. hears the verse, does T.I. go, wait, what? When the people at the record label hear this song that T.I. brings to them and says, I want to put this on the album, do they then ask him, wait a minute, what is that guy saying? What does that mean? Can you translate? What the fuck is that? That's not even a rat. I don't understand. And so I'm asking you either on Facebook or either email kindofsortasportspodcast@gmail.com. Explain this phenomenon to me. Because at some point we all fall out of the loop. We have jobs. Some of us have kids. I don't. Bills, girlfriends, wives and girlfriends, whatever your situation is, when you get busy with your own personal life, you fall out of the quote unquote loop where all the cool things are happening, where everybody's wearing the most up-to-date clothes. They've got all the up-to-date phones and gadgets and fucking whatever. I'm out of that loop. I've raised my hand. I asked off the ride. I was granted permission. I'm off of it. I don't care. But when I want to see what's going on in the loop, I still have access. Hell, everybody still have access if you want to get back in that loop. But when I try to get back in the loop just to see what's going on in it, and I hear this shit, I go back out. I want out. I want no parts. I want zero parts of the loop. To be in it, I have to understand what that means. I want no parts of the loop. If it means being in the loop, I have to be able to translate this shit. I don't want to be a part of any culture movement that tells me I have to A, like that, and B, be able to be entertained by it and not know what I'm being entertained by. Now, if you search the internet, you can find several explanations for what that means in the beginning of the song. The one I heard most recently was that it refers to him saying, Rich Thugger and his lover in this motherfucker. Now, I don't know what's going on in the rap community. Tupac tried to warn us about homosexual actions by one Quincy Jones, allegedly, because I gotta say allegedly because I don't want to get sued. So who knows what did a lot of shit just to live this type of lifestyle means. That could mean so many different things. If you've seen what Baby, who is, I'm assuming, the head of this record label and the person responsible for this fuckery, is now wearing in public. If Baby and Lil Wayne find it acceptable to kiss each other on the lips in public as a sign of respect, what do you think Young Thugger has to do to gain someone like Baby's respect? Because Wayne is a multi-platinum artist. Wayne built Cash Money after it flopped after a whole Juvenile situation. So once it flopped, once Cash Money flopped, Wayne brought it back from the dead, rose it like a phoenix. So Baby has to respect Wayne. And so all Wayne has to do is kiss him on the lips. Wayne's just got to kiss him on the lips in public. Wayne's just got to kiss him on the lips. What does a nobody named Young Thugger have to do to get Baby's respect? Because I'm going to let that sit on your brain. I'm not going to answer that question for you. I'm not going to go in that dark hole, if you know what I mean. What transpired in that relationship for that young man to now be screaming on the track, Young Thugger and his loving and his motherfucker. That ain't none of my goddamn business. Okay, because what you do when the lights go off is your business. But please, entertainment world, don't try to push this shit on me and tell me that I need to like this. Please don't tell me that this is now what's passing for music in society now. Not necessarily society, rap music. Because if you listen to country music, they don't have confusing shit. I mean, I don't, so I wouldn't know, so somebody would have to inform me. I'm assuming they don't have mixed messages like this. If you listen to R&B, it's cotton candy, but at least it's decent music. If you listen to EDM or techno or top 40, well, this is really technically top 40 at this point, pop music. If you listen to certain styles of music, non-black music, they don't have these type of hidden messages within them. Now, I'm not saying that this is a conspiracy, okay? I'm not guy who shot JFK. I'm not that guy, okay? But what I do know as a fact is that the United States government destroyed the Black Panther Party for self-defense. But they, you didn't hear that shit from me because I don't want them to come after me. They did send Martin Luther King letters to tell him to kill himself, but you didn't hear that from me. The government did that. The government did that. So, but those are facts. I'm just relating facts. I'm just relaying facts. I'm not saying that I'm part of the, I believe in the conspiracy. I just believe in the facts of the situation. And so when these people, when these men, alleged men, I don't know what the hell they're going by, want you to hop along the train that Baby's driving and apparently Young Thugger is in the back seat, I'm walking, okay? I'm getting on a bike. I'm gonna get on a skateboard, a fucking unicycle, anything with wheels that will transport me to wherever I need to go that doesn't involve people like this. Because this does not help the music industry. This does not help black people. And I know sometimes I go off on a tangent about that kind of shit. But I do it because I want you guys to understand that it's not always as simple as it sounds on the radio. It's not always as fun and entertaining. A lot of this shit is done with subliminal purpose behind it. And so we play it in the club because this is where I heard that first song. Okay, Lifestyle by Rich Gang. That's why I heard it. I heard it in the club, and I thought that shit was the bomb. I heard that song. I was like, damn, this shit is sick. Who is this? No one knew. Rich Gang. Who knows Rich Gang? Who knows Young Thugger? So I had to find this. I had to search this out. And when I started searching this out, and this was months ago, by the way, I'm just getting around to this. This was months ago. And so by the time I actually sat down on my own personal time to research this shit, I got pissed. Because, A, I didn't have any idea what he was saying. And B, I didn't even know what the goddamn song was about. What lifestyle is he referring to? Is he referring to his quasi-homosexual lifestyle that she speaks in code? Or is he referring to his gangbanger lifestyle, which is a complete alternative from homosexuality? Please pay attention. Not to me, but to what's going on around you. It's out there, y'all. It's out there. But here on the Kind of Sort of Sports podcast, I only try to speak on the facts. I only try to speak on the facts. So let's get back to the facts. The facts are, I've been talking for damn near 15 minutes, and I still don't know what this means. And I don't even think he knows what this means. So, until we end this on a very air-clearing note, I have no animosity towards this young man. I have no animosity towards Baby and what he's doing to music. Rap music, to be more specific. Any way you get your money, get your money. Any way you can find somebody to pay you to do what you love, do it. Accept that money. just don't accept me. Don't expect me to accept what you're doing to get your money, because I don't have to. So big ups to them dudes for getting paid for making something not English, creating a new language, I guess. And keep doing what they do. If you are into that kind of music, you like that kind of music, it's purposeful for you, enjoy it for what it is. At the end of the day, it's all entertainment, much like this podcast. It's simply meant for entertainment. And in this form of entertainment in which I enjoy being the podcast, I'm supposed to discuss issues. I'm not a hater. If I don't like it, I don't like it. That don't mean that I'm hating. I'm John Browner. You've been listening to the Kind of Sorta Sports Podcast. Until next time, as I always say, never, ever give up. Peace.
Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.